It's criticism of a number of officials within the Justice Department, most of whom you've never heard of, but they are low-level officials, primarily operating out of the ATF field office in Phoenix, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Phoenix, but also at ATF headquarters here in Washington, D.C., and further up the chain at the Justice Department. The conclusion is it was a seriously flawed operation that allowed guns to get into the hands of Mexican drug cartels, and that officials were irresponsible in not recognizing the risk to safety in allowing some 2,000 guns to get into the hands of criminals. The question is, why didn't top officials know about it? Why didn't other officials within the Justice Department shut it down?
So there's no blame placed on U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder?
Jane, he is specifically, if you will, exonerated in this report. He is not criticized. It says here that lower-level officials should have advised him of what was going on, but it backs up Holder's claim that he had no knowledge whatsoever of Fast and Furious before January 31st, 2011. That date's significant because it comes after the death of Agent Terry in late 2010, and just before the Justice Department sent a letter to Senator Chuck Grassley that suggested that what we all now know about Fast and Furious was not what happened. The last year and a half, House Republicans have been in a battle with the Justice Department over who knew what when. You'll remember that Attorney General Holder was found in contempt of Congress in the end of that. Well, this report backs up Holder's claim that he never knew about Fast and Furious until he was told. And the question is, you know, how did this information get lost? Who was lying, if anyone? That will still be subjects of discussion tomorrow as the Inspector General goes up to the House of Representatives for a hearing on his findings.
Only about 30 seconds left, Stephen, but Kenneth Melson retired upon the release of this report. Is there expected to be much more fallout?
Well, we'll see. He, of course, Melson is the current, he was before today, the ATF director, the acting director of the ATF. He leaves along with a mid-level Justice Department official, Jason Weinstein, who was the deputy assistant attorney general who had some degree of oversight. He was looking at wiretap applications. Again, officials who should have known what was going on, should have shut it down, and certainly should have told their bosses about it.